Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Nat and Grace with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, advertised salaries of Queensland jobs rose by 5.3% in the past year, making it the highest growth across all states and Australia. According to SEEK, the national advertised salaries increased by 4.6%, with the Northern Territory having the smallest boom of 2.5%, while data shows salary growth in Queensland has been consistently rebounded since late 2021. SEEK senior economist Matt Caldwell said, "The advertised salaries growth remains solid, but that is neither accelerating greatly nor coming back down to the 2-3%, which is more common see before COVID."
And in more local news, the federal government has abandoned a plan aimed at saving the nation's businesses time and money after it has discovered that it would cost $3 billion to complete and not be operational until the end of the decade. The plan was promised as part of Morrison's government deregulation agenda in 2019 and was originally estimated to be in place by the middle of next year and cost taxpayers $480 million. However, due to issues with its original design, the expansion of the program, increased costs of contractors, and a shortage of quality of staff, after the pandemic, the cost was raised by at least another $2 billion.
In national news, a human Right report reveals Australia's whistleblowing laws are failing. The Human Rights Law Centre released a report this morning examining 78 court rulings in 70 separate cases involving whistleblowers sought protection under federal and state whistleblowing regimes, and found 1 in 5 cases at state or territorial level involving whistleblowers or parties seeking to vindicate whistleblowers' protection succeed. Senior lawyer Kieran Pender said, "The government should fix the law and establish a whistleblower protection authority to ensure that whistleblowers are protected, not punished or prosecuted."
And in more national news, the 18th of August marks the 50th anniversary of the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service, also known as VAHS. VAHS, set up by Auntie Alma Thorpe, Uncle Bruce McGuinness, and other Aboriginal community advocates, was a place where Aboriginal people could access medical and social care at a time when racism and other barriers prevented Aboriginal people from accessing such care. VAHS's achievements include establishing the first travelling Aboriginal dental clinic, the first Aboriginal woman and children's program, and the country's leading Aboriginal health worker education program.
In international news, experts said 60 million unemployed young people in China have called full-time children. Following China's grip, the announcement of its soaring unemployment rate, more Chinese youths choose to quit their overwhelming job to look after their parents and receive money from them in return. 31-year-old Zhang Jiayi closed down her clothing company, which was hit by the economic downturn, and had a new role of full-time doctor. She received around 16,000 each month from her parents as salaries.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is also in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.